I was joking with Earl. I might be the first radio host to ever just die on the air. And if that happened, hey, we'd go viral. But then we'd be like, Jake, what? She didn't get the cameras in like an odd spot for me just to drop dead on the air. And
yeah.
That's not great.
We would have video evidence for sure.
Yeah, you at least have something. You have some meat just falling down.
I think the video helps it go viral, though.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So, yeah.
No, it definitely would. And then what happens in that moment? I fall down. Do you here's the okay. If I pass out because I get too hot and I'm sweating too much,
yeah.
I need you to hop in and carry the show. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. And if I'm not fine, that's okay too. Someone else will figure that out. I need you to keep the show going, okay?
Yeah, I would have an oh crap moment there for about 20 seconds, and then I'd just try my best to take over.
You wouldn't take over. Yeah, I know you wouldn't do it.
I would have that moment where I'd be like, I should do something. My co-host has just passed out, or the host has just passed out, but then I would try my best to keep this show afloat.
All right. Well, we can try our best now. Again, G. Bush joining us in about 20 minutes here. We are in Berea. We are watching them start to practice. A lot of special team stuff. I haven't even seen Shedeur Sanders yet. I know you said he's out in the field somewhere. I haven't been able to locate him. So we're a little bit of ways, but we're about to get this thing going, and we're about to have all the reaction you could ever want under the sun. We'll have it all right here. But now, as we always do at this time, it's time for Quick Hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, we're going to start off. I don't know if you guys talked about this or not yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to. The Adam Sandler movie, I did watch it.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Very disappointing. I liked it. I'm not going to say I didn't like it. I liked it, but it got to a spot where the first hour of the movie, so actually we broke it up in two different spots, okay? We had 45 minutes. We were in Boston in the morning on Sunday, and my kid had kind of calmed down a little bit, and we had time to kill before we were going to drive to the airport, about 45 minutes. We put on the movie because I'd been dying to watch it. Everybody had been talking about it, and so we put it on, and for like 45 minutes, I was like, this is pretty good. I like this. I was like, John Daly can't act, but I'm enjoying the cameos. I liked how they did the flashbacks because it kind of explained some scenes to my wife because she hadn't ever seen Happy Gilmore, the original movie. So like, I thought they did a good job of doing that. And then we went, and so we took a break, right? And we got in the car, and then we got in the airplane, and then we got in the car, and then we got home. And then all of a sudden, we put the movie back on. It was like a six-hour break in between doing all that. And we watched the rest of the movie. And it was like the perfect break in between the movie being good and the movie jumping the shark. Mm. And then all of a sudden the Maxi Tour stuff got in play. And it was like this big competition against golfers, real golf. And it just went sideways. And it just lost me.
Yeah, Nick and I didn't touch on it yesterday. But on Friday we did previewing the movie. So you said the movie was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
And I disappointed Nick. Probably will disappoint you because I have not seen the original Happy Gilmore. So I have not seen Happy Gilmore
2.
No,
so I'm not one of those guys, though. You need to know this about me. I think it's important you know this about me. What year were you born?
2001.
The movie was made in 1996.
Yep.
I don't expect you to have watched a movie made in 1996. There will be a lot of people that'll be in this spot that will expect you to watch movies that were before your time. I used to hate. And I watched all sorts of movies before my time. I like all sorts of movies from the 80s. I do. But I used to hate when people would be like, you have to watch that movie because it's from 1984, 5 years before you're born. But it's such a classic. You have to. No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Well, I appreciate that approach to things. I think what I've heard most about Happy Gilmore 2 is it just sounds like it's one long TikTok with all the cameos and the storyline jumps in it. That's the way I've heard it described, and yeah. I wonder if that's just really what it is.
I'd be happier if they didn't make it as opposed to making it.
Mm.
That was the takeaway there.
I think that's telling.
I would have been happier had it just not been made. I will not rewatch this movie at all. If it would have just been the first hour, I think it would have been good. I think I would have really enjoyed it. But it really jumped the shark for me in that second half. It's not that I hated it. I'm not here to poo-poo it completely. But do I wish Adam Sandler would have just left Happy Gilmore alone? Yeah, I kind of do.
Omaha!
All right, Raiders defensive tackle Christian Wilkins was recently released after only playing 5 games due to a season-ending foot injury. Well, Adam Schefter was on the Pat McAfee show and revealed some more information.
from speaking to people inside the locker room, I think what everybody's dancing around and tiptoeing around is the fact that when you speak to people there inside the locker room, they say that Christian playfully went to kiss a teammate on top of his head. And those same people said that that player took offense to it. So that's what everybody's been dancing around and tap dancing around, an incident in the locker room where he allegedly playfully kissed a teammate on top of his head. That teammate felt offended by it. And that's what a lot of this talk and speculation that people have just been floating around out there is about.
All right, JP, what do you make of this situation with Christian Wilkins?
Not buying it. That wasn't what happened.
No?
Wasn't what happened. Mm. Now, there's rumors on the streets that there was something entirely different that happened. I'm not here to go ahead and put that out there. Because, I mean, I might get sued if I do that. And I just don't want to get sued over Christian Wilkins, of all people. But the reality is that you don't get kicked off of teams and have your contract voided for that amount of money when you're that good of a player for kissing somebody on the forehead. Like, I'm not saying it's workplace appropriate, okay? There's a lot those players do that aren't workplace appropriate that goes on because they're football players and it's just an understood setting and environment. I also understand that if you kiss somebody on the forehead, even as a football player, they're definitely not going to take kindly to it. But there's a lot worse that could have been done there. And there's a lot worse that I believe was done. A lot worse makes it sound like he's like some heinous person or something attached to that. But like the reality is that it was more than kissing someone on the forehead.
Yeah, and I think if you're the Raiders, you have the foot injury to fall back to. But this story from Schefter, just, I kind of want to know context of what the situation was and why he even did this. And I don't think we'll ever know those details.
Why
but just
would you
very...
want context of that? You don't want context of
because
that.
Because it's such a strange thing to do inside of an NFL locker room that I'm wondering why he even did it.
Because it didn't happen.
And that could very well be.
Here's what happened. Somebody had to – they sat around in a meeting room and they had to come up with some sort of, hey, this is what we're going to tell people happened, okay? The excuse we're going to go with, but it's got to be believable enough that when Adam Schefter says it on Pat McAfee's show, people laugh about it, but they also say to themselves, yeah, I'd probably kick him off too. Where we disagree in this is that if I was in charge of making up whatever this was, I would have gone a little bit harder. Because I don't think kissing somebody on the forehead should get you kicked off of a football team. I do think it should be like it should get you fired if you're Jack in accounting and you kiss your person right next to you. Yeah, that probably should get you fired. Probably can't do that in a real workplace, but football and football players, it's not a real workplace. It's just a little bit different, and so I don't think that it would be.
Omaha!
All right, do we see who was being carted off the field there? I don't think it was in any sort of bad way. It seemed like almost like heat exhaustion or something there. Did you see who that was?
No, I missed the whole thing.
They had the towel over their face. I haven't seen any reports on it or anything like that, but somebody definitely left by like our side over here. And they didn't have their jersey on, and they had the towel over the face, so we couldn't exactly see what was going on. Hopefully everything's okay there. That's Martin Emerson. Oh, really?
Martin Emerson.
What did they say?
Down at practice, cart taking him off from Mike Garafolo. I just see a picture, defensive players. I see Jerry Jeudy in the picture as well, surrounding the cart.
So
I think
like
that's
he,
all the details
oh,
we have
okay.
right now.
So Garofalo was saying no weight on his left leg as he was helped to the cart. So there's an important distinction I want to make for you guys here in this. So we just watched, it's right in front of us. We just watched, I guess it was MJ Emerson. He didn't have his jersey on, and he had the towel over his face. And I've interviewed MJ a couple times. I would know what he looks like we all know MJ Emerson, right? But he had the towel over his face as if, like, this is the worst day of my life. And the difference here, and what I want to point out for everyone, this was not like when Justin Fields left the field and everyone's like, he's being carted off. But the reality was that he hopped into a golf cart and he was sitting next to somebody that was on the PR team of the Jets, and they were making jokes as everyone left and was like, oh, he's being carted off. No. Technically he was being carted off, but the reality of the situation was that he was more just a golf cart took him to go ahead and see what was wrong with his foot, but he himself was fine. That was a convenience play because they didn't want him to go ahead and walk on what could be a busted up toe, what turned out to be a busted up middle toe. They didn't want him walking 500 yards to the tent. So they said, get on the golf cart. We'll take you there, but it's not that serious. That what we saw with MJ Emerson was different. What we saw with MJ Emerson right there looked like somebody that had seriously injured themselves and was seriously upset with the outcome of whatever happened. But when we get more info, and I don't want to speculate too hard, when we get more info, we'll let you know. But that did not look, that wasn't somebody hopping on a golf cart next to some PR member of the Browns saying, hey, it's going to be all right. We'll save you 500 steps. That looked like somebody that, again, towel over the face. You're like, what happened here?
Yeah, and Mary Kay adding to it as well. MJ Emerson being carted off with a very painful left knee injury. So Mike Garafolo adding that you can't put much pressure on it. I think you're exactly right. He didn't hop in the passenger seat of a cart and got carted off the field. A little bit more rough of a scene than that, where he has the towel over his head, seems a little distraught as he's carted off this.
Yeah, that was
field.
The real definition of being carted off, okay?
Yeah,
that was the real definition of it, where you see him in the back and then he's being taken away. Now, the problem with that, there's a couple things. One, MJ Emerson, I believe, and I will believe, not that I'll be talking about this on the day that I die, but I believe until the day I die that MJ Emerson was playing hurt last year. Okay? That's just how I see it. He was too good in previous years. We know that he had nicks and little bruises here and there last year. I feel like that was more substantial than he ever let on. I feel like he's the type of player that would try to play through as much as he possibly can. We've watched him be so good. To have him be as bad as he was last year, it's the only thing that makes any sense to me. So I was thinking that this year was going to be a big bounce-back year for a lot of players on the defense. When you only have 4 interceptions as a team last year, which was dead last in the NFL, I figured some of the ball hawks we have on this team, whether that's Denzel, whether that's MJ Emerson, and Denzel was good last year, I'm not pointing it to him, but whether it was any of those guys, the cornerbacks, any of the safeties, any of those type of guys, you just figured they'd have a better year than what they had last year. Offense being better was going to always help that out if they are in fact better. But ultimately, it was going to be guys like MJ Emerson, guys like Greg Newsome, instead of looking like they were playing through injuries and not playing 100% last year, looking 100%. And so if MJ Emerson is actually out and down for any stretch of this season, that is obviously disastrous news for the upcoming year. But if he's actually injured right now in this camp and he has to miss, I mean, it's a left knee injury, who knows? But that's not good for this defense. No other way to look at it. All right, let's continue on with quick hits.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, one more, Jax. We're going to go to, well, I want to talk about this one, and this one will be a little self-serving. Brian Sandberg passed away at the age of 65 yesterday. He did not beat his battle with cancer. What I think is interesting about Rhino is that he is one of those players, Jake, and again, this is a player that was, you were born in 2001, we established.
Yeah.
So you missed all of Ryan Sandberg's career, but you also missed a time when WGN and TBS were on every household in America, and so there were a lot of Braves fans and Cubs fans all across the country. Not that they loved the team, but the team was on a lot, and so Rhino was one of those players that everyone just kind of liked. And I grew up in Chicago. I grew up a Cubs fan. So, like, there's an association there for myself. He was my older brother's favorite player. I probably met Ryan Sandberg maybe, I don't know, 15 times in life. Just a great guy. Always signing autographs for kids, that type of guy. But just one of those players that there's not a person that could ever hate his game. When you watched him play the game, you're like, this is how baseball should be played.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredibly sad news. And like you said, JP, I'm not going to pretend to know everything there is to his career, but nobody's going to say a bad story about him as a baseball player, about him as a human being. And when the news came out yesterday and you just look at his age, as you mentioned, the battle with cancer that he was in, just 65 years old, it's a tragic story, but a legacy lives on with him as a Cubs player and a great.
No question about it, man. Baseball loses a big one. It's been a bad week and a half for just people dying. Like, famous people just dying.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne, Hulk Hogan.
Jeez. All right, and that is Quick Hits. We come on back. G. Bush is going to join us. How far does the Class A situation go? We'll also weave in and out with some of the reaction from MJ Emerson. We'll probably hit with that with G. Bush off the rip, and then we'll go from there. It's Afternoon Drive. Jonathan Peterlin with you guys right here on The Fan.